It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Rose of Nevada, the latest film from Ennis Men director Mark Jenkin, and telling the story of the Rose of Nevada fishing vessel that disappeared 30 years ago and returns to a small fishing village. George McKay plays a struggling family man named Nick, while Callum Turner is an itinerant worker named Liam, both of whom earn the new job opportunity of taking the boat out to sea. And so, all is going well, they catch a lot of fish, and they safely return home. But there's one small hitch. They've both been transported back to 1993 when the vessel went missing. That means people think Nick is Luke and Liam is Alan, and both these men were the ones who disappeared. While Liam becomes accustomed to his new identity, especially since he now has a wife and daughter, it's Nick who needs to escape from it. Don't expect the Back to the Future formula to come in, but expect some vice versa within the situation. It's never quite explained why these two men end up back in 1993 with people believing that they're the lost men, but Rose of Nevada takes a genre like that and gives it a riveting look and thought-provoking examination, and the performances from McKay and Turner couldn't be more considerate and grounded. And as usual, Jenkin films it with a 16mm camera, and he makes the rainy boat trips, characters, and their homeland with a glorious atmosphere. It probably won't make Obsession or Backrooms money at the box office, but it's still worthy of your time, and I hope there's an old-fashioned movie theater that plans to show it. So see it. For more of my reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com, and you can also check out my Instagram page for some cool stuff too. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.